This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. A guidance memo produced by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration on grain bins and grain storage should be withdrawn because it provides authority for enforcement activities on small farms that are exempt under the law, the American Farm Bureau Federation told Congress Tuesday. While Farm Bureau has always made farm safety a priority, the OSHA memo overreaches agency authority and circumvents clear legislative language, according to Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau understands OSHA's concerns with grain bin safety, according to Scott Vanderwall, president of the South Dakota Farm Bureau Federation, testifying to the House Education and the Workforce Subcommittee on Workforce Protections on behalf of AFBF. Further, noted Vanderwall, Farm Bureau remains committed to grain bin and farm safety generally. Had OSHA reached out to Farm Bureau and others in agriculture, we would have been eager to work with them to develop additional farm safety training programs if necessary to prevent injury. We need GMO wheat, and our editorial published in the New York Times makes the case that wheat farmers as well as consumers have suffered due to not having access to wheat that has been genetically engineered to resist insects, herbicides, or both. Without the benefits of the newer molecular techniques of genetic engineering, the nation's wheat industry will continue to struggle against other commodities that have adopted biotechnology and against the drought conditions out west, wrote authors Jason Lusk and Henry I. Miller. A week of freezing temperatures in early December cost California's $2 billion citrus industry about $441 million, an industry group estimated on Monday. The group, California Citrus Mutual, said the damage was confined to the state's Central Valley, where mandarin, navel, and lemon crops were lost during seven consecutive nights of freezing temperatures in early December. Maple syrup evokes scenes of towering maple trees in quiet forests, the drip-drip of sap into metal buckets, and steamy sugar shacks where sap is boiled into the golden nectar we drizzle on everything from pancakes to salmon. But that notion of the iconic sugar bush could soon be joined by a radically different landscape thanks to a discovery by Vermont researchers. Maple trees are typically tapped once they are full grown at 35 to 40 years old. A standard maple sugar operation might have 80 mature trees per hectare and produce an average of 150 gallons of maple syrup. But a plantation of 6,000 saplings per hectare, which could start producing as soon as 7 years after planting, might make 10 times that amount, the researchers predict. After years of waiting, farmers have a farm bill that expands crop insurance, simplifies payments, and spends millions of dollars on crop research. The five-year piece of legislation is projected to cost nearly $1 trillion over the next decade. The Senate passed the bill on a 68-32 vote and sent it to President Barack Obama on Tuesday. Farm Bureau looks forward to bringing the legislation across the finish line with the president's signature and working with the Agriculture Department to get the new Farm Bill implemented as soon as possible. A foreboding is seeping across the state as Californians gaze on rain-starved reservoirs, parched pastures, and arid orchards at the start of what could be the worst year of drought since the mid-1970s. Most at risk is the Golden State's $45 billion a year agriculture industry, producer of nearly half of U.S. grown fruits, nuts, and vegetables. Farmers plan to plant fewer acres. Ranchers are thinning cattle herds. Governor Jerry Brown warns 2014 could bring a mega drought after 2013 saw only 7.48 inches of rain, the least in 119 years of records. Thousands of San Joaquin Valley growers will probably get no water from state and federal systems, according to Tom Nassif, CEO of the Western Growers Association. They will rely more on groundwater. Farmers may idle 500,000 acres of irrigated land, about 6% of the state's total, noted Mike Wade, executive director of the California Farm Water Coalition. Idle acres will cost California agriculture $1.7 billion in lost production and an overall hit of $5 billion to the state's $2 trillion economy, according to coalition estimates. The Health Subcommittee of the House Energy and Commerce Committee held a hearing Wednesday to review implementation of the Food Safety Modernization Act. The comprehensive hearing examined FSMA regulations, including produce safety. The hearing consisted of one panel with a single witness from the Food and Drug Administration, Deputy Commissioner of Foods and Veterinary Medicine, Michael Taylor. AFBF staff met with committee staff to discuss comments submitted by Farm Bureau on produce safety, preventative controls for human food, and the Foreign Supplier Verification Program. Farm Bureau is also following the preventative controls for animal feed rule and will submit comments on it next month. A potential rule that significantly expands Clean Water Act jurisdiction could require farmers to obtain permits necessary to continue to operate. Texas Farm Bureau President Kenneth Dershke expressed concern Wednesday at a hearing of the House Science, Space, and Technology Committee that the Environmental Protection Agency is overreaching its authority and negatively affecting America's farmers. The EPA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are likely to propose a rule that significantly expands the definition of waters the groups intend to regulate under the CWA. Through draft guidance and from a document leaked to the press, the agency implies that nearly all water is connected and EPA has authority to regulate them as the agency would navigable waters, according to Dershke, a member of the American Farm Bureau Federation Board of Directors. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack on Wednesday announced the creation of the first ever regional hubs for risk adaptation and mitigation to climate change at seven locations around the country. Climate hubs will address increasing risks such as fires, invasive pests, devastating floods, and crippling droughts on a regional basis, aiming to translate science and research into information that farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners can use to adapt and adjust their resource management. The announcement is part of the President's Climate Action Plan to responsibly cut carbon pollution, slow the effects of climate change, and put America on track to a cleaner environment. China has long been implicated in economic espionage efforts, but recent cases suggest that the agriculture sector is becoming a greater target. The case of missing corn seeds first broke in May 2011 when a manager at a DuPont research farm in east central Iowa noticed a man on his knees digging up the field. When confronted, the man, Mo Heilong, who was with his colleague Wang Li, appeared flushed. Mo told the manager that he worked for the University of Iowa and was traveling to a conference nearby. When the manager paused to answer his cell phone, the two sped off in a car, racing through a ditch to get away, according to federal authorities. What ensued was about a year of FBI surveillance of Mo and his associates, all but one of whom worked for the Beijing Debong Technology Group, or its subsidiary, King's Knower Seed. The result was the arrest of Mo last December and the indictment of five other Chinese citizens on charges of stealing trade secrets in what the authorities and agriculture experts have called an unusual and brazen scheme to undercut expensive, time-consuming research. The case of Mo, who was arraigned last week in Des Moines, pleaded not guilty and remains in custody, and a separate one in Kansas last year suggests that the agriculture sector is becoming a greater target, something that industry analysts fear could hurt the competitive advantage of farmers and big agriculture alike. After finally being granted inspection by the Agriculture Department last summer, equine slaughter plants were almost immediately engaged in lawsuits which prevented operation. The fiscal year 2014 Omnibus Appropriations Bill contained a provision opposed by AFBF which bans funding for Food Safety and Inspection Service inspections of equine processing facilities. With enactment of that law, FSIS is prohibited from proceeding with any inspections for the duration of the fiscal year ending September 30th, regardless of how the court handles pending cases. Farm Bureau continues to urge legislative approval of full funding for horse processing inspections and in the meantime is monitoring legal proceedings. The Russian government has blocked Chobani's efforts to get its yogurts to Sochi for U.S. Olympic athletes. The firm, which is an official sponsor of the U.S. Winter Olympic and Paralympic teams, has called on Senator Charles Schumer of New York to negotiate with Moscow to allow shipments into the country. According to a report in Huffington Post, shipments are being held up in New Jersey as they await unattainable Russian customs certifications. A whopping 5,000 fresh single-serve cups of blueberry, strawberry, and peach chobani and multi-serve containers of plain chobani yogurt for smoothies are being stored in a temperature-controlled facility waiting for the final go-ahead from Russian authorities to be immediately transported, according to a statement issued by Chobani. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.